Space pressed. Stop button alt plus S.
Hello, guys! Today is Thursday, December 22nd, 2016. Before I get started on what I'm going to do today, I want to wish you all a Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. If I don't get on here and do anything for the audio, any audio network, I can't talk straight. Today, I am going to be demonstrating a player called SM Player. It's called the letter S. It's two letters, M Player. Yes, I am. And SM Player is a player that it plays all formats like MP3, WMA. It's similar to VLC, except it's even better than VLC. And I'm going to tell you why. One of the features that this player has, which I never, ever, ever saw in my life, was you could play YouTube files with it. I never saw that before. And what you do is if you want to play something from YouTube, you would copy the URL into the address bar and open the player up, and you don't even have to paste it. It automatically gets pasted into the bar. And it's a very unique player. You don't get stuck. It plays almost every single format. I can't think of a format that this player does not play. It's better than VLC, I think, because VLC, no player, not even Winamp, has this capability. No YouTube capability, no anything. Here I go. I'm going to hit my Windows M for the desktop, and I'm going to open it up.
Desktop list, audio and conversion tools, 9S, SM Player 14 of 16.
And I'm going to hit the letter S for SM Player, and we are going to get started. Now, let's open this up.
SM Player window.
Now, we're going to hit the Alt key, because the Tab key, you're just going to hear pain, pain, pain.
Pain, 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 pain.
Yeah. Now, we're going to get into the menus before we do anything with this player. Oh, and by the way, you can make this your default player on your PC. This is a Windows and Linux base. I don't know about you Mac users, but let's get started.
Open Alt plus O.
We have Open.
File, Control plus F.
File.
Recent Files Alt plus R.
Recent Files.
Favorites Alt plus A.
Favorites.
Directory, Alt plus I.
Directory.
Playlist, Alt plus D.
Playlist.
Disk, Alt plus D.
Disk. I guess if you put a disk in there, you can easily do it.
URL, Control plus U.
URL, that's where you'd paste your URL, and I don't think it's just geared to YouTube. I think it could be any URL that has a streaming piece of audio. I think it could be anything. Don't quote me on that. I just got this program yesterday, and I thought I'd do this demonstration because I practiced with it for hours, so...
TV Alt plus D.
There's TV. I tried these, and I don't know how they work.
Radio Alt plus O.
Radio.
Close Control plus X.
Close Control plus X. I think that's for closing the program. Instead of Alt F4, use Control X, I think, to close it.
Quit Control plus Q.
Quit.
File, Control plus F.
Back around. Now we're gonna go to the right arrow.
Play Alt plus L.
Play. We're gonna play. If you wanna play a file, it's Alt plus L.
Speed Alt plus E.
Speed.
A D section Alt plus A.
A D section.
Previous S.
Previous.
Next grader.
Next grader.
Play Alt plus L.
Play. We're back around again. I'm gonna go to the right arrow.
Track Alt plus D.
There's a track.
Full screen F.
Full screen.
Compact mode Control plus C.
Compact mode.
Send video to screen Alt plus V.
Send video to screen.
Size Alt plus V.
There's size.
Zoom Alt plus M.
Zoom.
Aspect ratio Alt plus A.
Aspect ratio.
Interlace Alt plus D.
I don't know what that is.
Filters Alt plus I.
Filters, that's the, I guess if you want to fix your sound or whatever you want to do.
Rotate Alt plus R.
There's a rotate button.
Stay on top Alt plus D.
Stay on top.
Thumbnail generator. Alt plus
thumbnail
N.
Generator.
Track Alt plus D.
There's track.
Full screen F.
Full screen again.
Compact mode control. Full screen F.
Oh, I want to just tell you something before I continue with this. Do not go into compact mode. Because I know, you know, there are programs that make it more accessible, like Skype when you go into compact mode, and, you know, Windows Live Mail if you still use that, which I'm sure nobody uses by now. But the compact mode of SM Player makes it very inaccessible. You cannot navigate with this. So we're going to go to the right arrow now.
Track Alt plus D.
There's track.
Send audio to Alt plus A.
Send audio to. I have mine set to Realtek High Definition Audio. By the way, the send audio to is the, you know, that's to send it to your sound card.
Filters Alt plus F.
Filters.
Channels Alt plus C.
Channels. I have mine set to stereo.
Stereo mode Alt plus S.
Stereo mode.
Track Alt plus D.
Track.
Send audio to Alt plus A.
Oh, it wrapped back around. Now let's go to the right arrow.
Default audio device Alt plus D.
Default audio device. We're not going to touch that because it's not that readable. So the only thing I did was it just says Realtek High Definition Audio when you open this up. That's my device driver that I have here.
D sounds zero primary sound driver.
D sounds.
D sounds one speakers Realtek High Definition Audio.
Yeah.
D sounds two speakers default audio device Alt plus D.
Okay, mine's set to Realtek. Okay, right arrow.
Primary track Alt plus A.
Primary track.
Secondary track Alt plus K.
Secondary track.
Frames per second Alt plus R.
Frames per second.
Closed captions Alt plus C.
Closed captions.
Forced subtitles only Alt plus F.
Forced subtitles only.
Subtitle visibility be checked.
Subtitles.
Use custom style Alt plus M check. Find subtitles at opensubtitles.org Alt plus O.
I don't know what that is.
Upload subtitles to opensubtitles.org Alt plus
E. You can upload stuff, I guess, with this. I don't know how to do that yet.
Primary track Alt plus A.
Okay, right arrow again.
None Alt plus N.
None. Huh, it's not reading that. Okay.
Title Alt plus D. Chapter Alt plus C.
There's a chapter.
Handle Alt plus A.
Oh, by the way, you could put book. You could put books in this too.
Bookmarks Alt plus B. Title Alt plus D. Chapter Alt plus C. Handle Alt bookmarks Alt plus B.
Okay.
Handle Alt plus A. Chapter Alt plus C. Menu.
For some reason, these menus aren't reading, but we'll see when we get to here.
Information and properties. Control plus I. Playlist control plus L.
I don't have any playlists on this PC, so we're not going to go there.
YouTube trademark browser F11.
YouTube trademark browser. That is, we'll get to that in a few minutes here.
OSD Alt plus O. M player slash MPV long control plus M. SM player long control plus S. Information about connected screens Alt plus S. Information and properties control plus I.
Okay.
Preferences control plus P.
Now let's go into the preferences.
SM player preferences dialog multimedia engine. Source settings in folder. Template. Format. List. General.
We're gonna do general.
Okay, enter button Alt plus cancel enter button up, apply enter button. Help enter button. General Alt plus GTAM control. Down combo box MPV SQT grader select which multimedia engine you want to use, either MPlayer or MPV. The option other allows you to manually select the path of the executable S/QT grader.
Okay, I don't know what that is. I leave everything alone when I don't know what it is because it's very important to do that when you're just learning a program.
Media settings grouping. Remember settings for all files, audio track, subtitles. Alt plus R checkbox checked. SQT grader usually SM player will remember the settings for each file you play. Audio track selected. Volume filter.
Okay.
Disable this option if you don't like this feature. S/QT grader.
Okay. That's fine.
Remember time position. Alt plus T checkbox checked. SQT grader if you check this option. SM
remember
player will remember
time
the last position of the file when. Remember settings for streams. Alt plus M checkbox checked. SQT grader when this option is enabled. The settings for online streams will be remembered as well. S/QT grader.
Okay, we want to keep that.
store settings in tab combo box multiple in iFiles less QT greater. This option allows to change the way the file settings won't be stored. The following options are available. Less all greater, less I greater, less B greater 1 in iFile, less slash B greater. The settings for all plain files will be saved in a single in iFile, less I greater C, slash user, slash bombi, slash dot SM player, slash SM player dot in I, less slash I greater, less I greater, less B greater multiple in iFiles, less slash B greater. 1 in iFile will be used for each plain file. Those in iFiles will be saved in the folder less I greater C, slash user, slash bombi, slash dot SM player, slash file settings, less slash I greater, less slash all greater. The latter method can be faster if there is info for a lot of files, less slash QT greater.
Okay, we'll keep that.
Screenshots grouping. Enable screenshots alt plus E checkbox checked less QT greater. You can use this option to enable or disable.
You know, I'm gonna leave all this, some of this stuff alone.
Folder. Alt plus F edit C. User Bobby pictures SM player screenshots less QT greater here you.
Okay, that's the folder that if you're gonna do pictures.
Template. Alt plus L edit cap percent F percent P percent format. Down combo box JPG less QT pause when minimized alt plus P. Close when finished playback alt. Screenshots grouping. Button click to select a file. List. General.
Okay, now. Let's go to the next tab. I decided to... There's a lot of dialogues that it needs to read here. Sorry about that, guys. Anyway.
Drives.
There's drives.
Perform drives. Okay, enter button. I'll cancel enter button. Apply enter button. Help enter button. Drives tab control.
Okay, we...
Select your CD device. Down combo box less QT greater. Choose your CD-ROM device. It will be used to play the...
You know what? We're not gonna do this because I don't have a CD.
Scan for CDs. Select your DVD. Enable DVD. Down combo box. List. Drives. Performance. Okay, enter button. I'll cancel enter button. Apply enter button. Help enter button. Performance alt plus the tab control.
Okay, we're not gonna do that.
Cash out plus the tab control. Cash out plus the tab. Auto out plus U checkbox checked. Less list. Performance. Okay, enter button. I'll cancel enter button. Apply enter button. Help enter button. Cash out plus the tab control. Performance out. Cash up. Performance. Priority grouping. Priority. Down combo box normal SQT greater set plus.
Okay, well, we're not going to do too much of this because this is all stuff that I'm not familiar with.
Allow frame dropout plus allow hard frame decoding grouping. Hardware decoding down combo box none SQH.26. Use core ABC. List. Performance. Subtitles. Interface.
We're. You know what? Oh, you know, I'm not going to do all these tabs because there is a lot of them. So, I don't want to make this too long, but anyway, we're going to do...
Subtitles.
Subtitles, we're not going to do. If you're interested in that, I could do a part two on this, but I just want to...
Interface.
I want to do interface. I definitely want to do this one, because this one is important, and I want to talk to you about interface as well.
Okay, enter button. I'll cancel enter. Apply enter button. Help enter button.
As you could see, this is a very accessible player.
Interface alt plus atam control.
Okay.
Seeking alt plus atam control. Instances alt plus the floating control alt. Privacy alt plus ytam.
Floating and seeking, that is, your seek, meaning your Windows Media Player, can seek left-right slider, but we're not going to use Windows Media Player today, so we're not discussing that, but anyway.
Hi, DPI alt plus the privacy alt plus ytam.
Privacy tab. I want to look at this with you guys. This is an important one.
Recent files grouping. Maps items alt plus X spin button 10 less QT greater. Select the maximum number of items that will be shown in the less B greater open greater recent files less slash B greater sub menu. If you set it to 0, that menu won't be shown at all less slash QT greater.
Okay.
URLS grouping. Maps items alt plus M spin button 0 less QT greater. Select the maximum.
Now, you could set the amount of items in this, player that you want the player to remember. Okay, I'm going to show you. We're going to up arrow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
By default, it's at 50, but I'm going to bring it back down to 0 because I don't want this thing to remember all these URLs that I'm typing because it can get confusing.
6, 1, 0.
But that's how you set your URLs. You go into the interface, privacy, and that's what you do. Let's see. Is there anything else I could show you before we hit the road and go to YouTube? Let's see.
Remember last director list. Okay, cancel enter button. Apply enter button. Help
let's
enter
see
button.
What I could show you here.
Privacy alt plus recent file. You remember. Okay, cancel enter. Apply enter button. Help enter. Privacy alt plus YTAM control. Hide DPI alt plus DTAM control. Privacy opt floating control out plus FM.
I don't know floating, but we can kind of go through it, I guess.
Animated out plus a check width. Out margin. Out show only when moving the map. Display in compact mode to out plus C check time in milliseconds to high. List. List. Interface. Okay, enter button out plus O.
You know what? We are not going to go over this tab either. I just wanted to show it to you. And some of this stuff is very visual, so we're not going to discuss some of the tabs. So if you're downloading the program for the first time, don't worry. Don't come to me and say, oh, you didn't do this or you didn't do that. And I just want to tell you where you could get. There's two or three websites you could get this player at. One of the websites is www.filehorse.com. Number two, www.filehippo.com. Number three is www.smplayer.com. Now, I think we could go to the fun part. I've showed you a lot of stuff. I've showed you most of the tabs. As I said, we're not going to go over every single thing because there's a lot of... It's a tiny little program, but there's a lot of tabs in there. And some of them are very visual, so we're not going to do this. But last but not least, we will have fun here. We're going to go to Firefox, and we're going to go to YouTube, and then back to the player. Now, we're going to hit Windows M for the desktop. Actually, should I exit out?
SM Player window, pane. Virtual recorder dialog.
Whoop. Am I still recording?
Virtual recorder window. Items view header. Make virtual recorder dialog. Stop button out plus S.
Yeah, I'm still recording. So, now what we're going to do is we're going to go to Firefox.
Desktop list. SM Player 14.6.
And we're going to go to YouTube, actually. And I'm going to show you one of the really cool features of this player. And the right arrow and left arrow are rewind and fast forward. Well, up arrow, I think it, up arrow just seeks the file, like seek left, right slider. And Windows Media Player, it's right arrow. And, you know, the keystrokes are rather interesting here.
Bard Express 4.16.
Actually, you heard my screen reader say Bard Express. I am going to be doing that demonstration maybe later today. So I have two things that are going to be going up on the Any Audio Network, but I don't know about doing two of them today. I can't promise you, but right now we're going to go to YouTube.
Mozilla Firefox 6.
Okay, let's wait for my browser to launch. Well, actually, I'm going to Google because I want to YouTube a song that I really like.
G-O-G-L-E-P-C-O-M. Busy. About colon blank. Busy. About colon blank. Google bit search combo box collapse.
Okay.
Auto complete editable.
I am going to be doing a song by Weird Al Yankovic, which is Yoda. And we are hopefully going to get this thing done. Let's see.
Y-O-U-T-U-B-E. Paste.
Weird Al Yankovic. Well, I'm going to just type Weird Al.
Double E. I R D space A L space Y O U.
Oops, made a mistake.
U D A. YouTube Weird Al Yoda Google search document.
Okay, now here we go.
Carrot browsing dialog pressing F7. U.
Okay, now.
Elements list type video shopping news data images 9 watch V equals F Yoda Weird Al YouTube 11 of 69 level 0. YouTube Weird Al Yoda Google search Mozilla Fire.
What we're gonna do?
Yoda, Weird Al comp.
We're gonna copy the URL.
I met them in a swamp
into
down in Dagobah, where it bubbles all the time like a giant.
Navigation toolbar, toolbar. Search or enter address combo box collapse. Edit as autocomplete. Selected https://www.youtube.com/watch/v=fopsfaqrcbk.
And we're gonna copy to the clipboard.
Copy.
Okay.
Virtual recorder dialog.
Okay.
Virtual recorder window. Items view list. Virtual recorder dialog. Stop button.
Now, we're going to open SM Player again.
Desktop list, Mozilla Firefox 6 on 60.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not talking that much, but, you know, I'm trying to get the URL copied. We're going to open this again.
Yes, SM Player 14 on 60.
And I'm going to show you a feature of this player that as far as I know, no other player has this, so, you know, it's going to be good when I copy this to paste this to the you don't even have to paste it, by the way, so watch this.
SM player window.
Okay, I'm going to do control U for URL.
SM player enter URL dialog URL. URL, down combo box https, /www.youtube.com/watch v=FOPSFAQRCBK.
Now I'm going to hit the OK button.
OK enter button.
And you're going to see that it works.
Paste. SM player, pane, table, one selected.
Just let's wait till it starts. Waiting for it to start.
I met them in a swamp.
Okay. I'm up arrowing. I up arrowed. And that, and right arrow and left arrow, rewind, fast forward, up arrow, you know, kind of goes, skips in increments through the song. I have no speech here, so let me exit this player.
Virtual recorder dialog.
Okay. Now, I showed you, we had a little bit of a technical glitch here. I showed you that YouTube does work with SM Player. I've never seen that in any player. And we're going to wrap this podcast up, but before I wrap it up, I'm going to give you my contact info, which my email address is bvinton@optonline.net. That is bvinton@optonline.net. And my Skype name is CD, that's two letters, CD BURNERMAN 44. That is CD Burnerman, BURNERMAN 44. Let's see, what was I going to say? If you want this player, I just want to say one thing. I'm going to give you the websites again where you could get it. That's three of them. www.filehippo.com. That is www.filehorse.com. And www.smplayer.com. And I forgot one more. That's www.sourceforge.net. Peace out and enjoy. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I might come back on here in a couple of more hours. I may not. We'll see. Bye, guys. Have a great, great Merry Christmas and Happy New Year if I don't come back on here. And I plan to do another tutorial called Bard Express, so stay tuned and peace out. This is Bobby Vinton signing off.